This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Kind of spring-like today for January 5th. Highs in lower 70s as we get off to a nice start today. Right now, temperatures, if you average them, around 55 degrees or so, going up to 71, 77 tomorrow, 76 on Wednesday, 76 Thursday. Chance for showers creeps in Friday as we approach 80 degrees for a high. Then it cools off come Saturday and Sunday. Chance for showers Saturday, looking like 85% chance for showers on Saturday, so maybe a washout. And then Sunday, cloudy, highs of 56. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. I don't know what the protocol is here, Jeff, if we've spoken or not, but I'm going to go ahead and say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Tommy. How you doing?
I'm all right, sir. Let's talk about the transfer portal in LSU. Who are they looking at? Who'd they miss? Who is in play? Take it from there.
Well, last night there was a significant development. LSU's first quarterback target out of the transfer portal, Brennan Sorsby, ended up committing to Texas Tech. He started his visits at Texas Tech. He actually just made two visits, one to Texas Tech and the other to LSU. Spent a lot of time at LSU, in fact. Was here pretty much the entire weekend, but left Baton Rouge yesterday, and then on Sunday night had informed LSU and Texas Tech that he had planned to be a Red Raider. And it's not a huge surprise. Sorsby, who had, you know, two really good seasons at Cincinnati, is a Texas native. We also had heard from ESPN's Max Olson that this would be a bit of a bidding war. And Texas Tech has also deep financial resources when it comes to NIL as well. Does not have as many holes to fill as LSU, so they probably were able to dedicate even just a little bit more money to the quarterback position. In fact, LSU's got to find multiple quarterbacks in the transfer portal because, as it stands now, they do not have a single scholarship quarterback on its roster. Michael Van Buren was the last man standing, and he entered the transfer portal over the weekend. So Sorsby goes there, but all hope is not lost here. Sam Leavitt, who led Arizona State to the Big 12 Conference Championship and a college football playoff berth in 2024 is visiting LSU. It's expected to be in Baton Rouge Monday morning. And LSU is thought to have a really good chance at landing Sam Levitt, who's visited Kentucky. There's Miami is also going to be involved with Sam Levitt from the reports that are out there. There is a positive with Sam Levitt when it comes to as far as when you compare him and Sorsby. Sorsby had only 1 year of eligibility left. Levitt has two, but Levitt had a Liz Frank injury, a foot injury that forced him to have surgery in the middle of the season. He missed the second half of the year and is not going to be available for spring football, which that's crucial there. But LSU needs quarterbacks at this point. The idea that maybe Trinidad Chambliss would transfer, the Ole Miss quarterback would transfer to LSU, the chances of that look slimmer just because there's more and more pessimism that he is going to get that sixth year of eligibility or that medical hardship that he's seeking from the NCAA. Now, he could, if he doesn't get it, he could take the NCAA to court, but how long is that all going to be resolved? So LSU just can't sit around and wait for Chambliss. We've already seen some other quarterbacks come off the board as well. Josh Harris, who was at TCU, he's going to Indiana, so it looks like the the Hoosier train just Josh Hoover is heading to Indiana. He'll be the replacement to Fernando Mendoza. Drew Messmaker from North Texas to Oklahoma State. So some of the top QBs are already off the board, and LSU's got to act here quickly, and maybe Sam Levitt's the guy.
But a Liz Frank thing gets my attention, though. That can be a serious injury and a problematic injury. It's got a frivolous name, but it's a serious injury.
Yes, it is. It is. And, he had the surgery. He's on his road to recovery, but that is a long recovery. And he is expected to be ready for when preseason camp begins in August. But spring football is going to be so vital for LSU because of all of these new players. You literally are – every single minute, every single rep that you take is going to be so valuable for this team just because it's been so much, it'll be so much of a roster turnover.
That, that really does put a cloud over him for me, that Liz Frank, knowing that what people have been through with that and how you don't know, right? I mean, you don't know until it comes time to play, and then if you don't have spring football and then – wow. I don't know. I'd have a hard time pulling a trigger on that. You?
Well, you seem to have a lot of reservations about it.
Only because of the injury and from the surgeons we've spoken to and athletes that have had it in the past. That's all.
Yeah. No, I get it. It's a significant injury. He is a guy that can use his legs. He's not just a pocket passer. But When you start looking at this thing, though, Tommy, the options for a really good quarterback, they're dwindling here. Mm-hmm. Now, this is why you paid Lane Kiffin $13 million, though, is that this guy is an outstanding developer of quarterbacks. Look what he did with Chambliss. He was playing at Ferris State for 3 years or whatever it was, Division II school, and he's made him one of the best quarterbacks in college football, one of the last four quarterbacks still standing this season. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you need to get a top-flight quarterback, but again, when you have this kind of transition with your roster, and you would really would like to have that guy there that you felt pretty comfortable with, and Sam Levitt has already done some special things, taking a program like Arizona State that has very minimal success in college football. He got him to the college football playoff last season. So you got to like that about him. As long as he's healthy and ready to go,
is there any,
you're not going to have him for spring football.
Is there any indication how he's doing so far with the injury?
No, I have not heard. I have not heard. I'm sure when he comes into, at LSU today, they'll certainly ask him about it. I'm sure they'll, I would imagine he'll probably discuss how the rehab's going at this point. So We'll see how that goes. But he's still considered, despite this injury, Tommy. I mean, him, Levin, and Brendan Sorsby are kind of one and 1A when it comes to the top two quarterbacks in this transfer portal class.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
And a network news director. You can find his stuff at WWL.com. Very interesting stories up to the minute on what LSU is doing in a transfer portal. We'll continue our conversation when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana network news director, talking about the transfer portal and LSU. What about DJ Lagway?
DJ Lagway is another possibility in all of this as well. DJ's a guy that's had his fair share of multiple injuries. There's been reports that connected DJ Lagway and LSU early on, but at this point, I have not heard of any him visiting LSU at all at this point. So I would think he's got to be a potential one of the places that I knew that he was supposed to visit, and in fact, he was there yesterday was Florida State. So, whether it gets down to LSU, I would imagine if LSU was not able to get a commitment or sign Sam Levitt, that I think they'd probably look at DJ Lagway. I mean, this is a kid that was the number one quarterback in the 2024 recruiting class, according to 24/7 Sports. But, Missouri, who is also interested in Austin Simmons, who is the backup quarterback at Ole Miss, has also been another school that's been tied to DJ Lagway.
Lane Kiffin being a quarterback whisperer, and then Trinidad Chambliss and where he came from, are there any names out there from smaller schools that are just ripe for development where all of a sudden it's like, whoa, where'd this guy come from? And look at what Lane Kiffin's done with him.
Yeah, so far that has not necessarily emerged. I mean, I think obviously the big thing at this point is to try to find that guy that could be the starter. And, I think you would like to go into this season with this is going to be our starting quarterback. This is how we're building the offense around this guy's talents. I don't think they want to necessarily go in there with, you know, three or four guys that are, good players, don't have much experience, and then have this quarterback battle, going to have a quarterback battle from spring football all the way to preseason camp. I think because there is just so much transition here, so much turnover, you would really love to sit there and say, okay, here's our guy. This is going to be our quarterback. We'll go out and we're going to find also some backups as well, some guys that'll be some developmental guys, guys that don't mind potentially sitting a year, learning the offense, learning from, you know, someone like Lane Kiffin and Charlie Weiss Jr. and are accepting of that. And I'm sure there's guys like that. I mean, that's kind of what you had with Michael Van Buren this season. He was willing to, you know, learn from Joe Sloan and be a part of Brian Kelly's offense and play behind Garrett Nussmeier. I mean, that was all kind of the plan, and that when Nussmeier would move on, Van Buren would move to be the starter. Now, obviously, the head coaching change has changed all those kind of plans, but there are guys that are out there that are like that and looking for those opportunities.
And just like that, Sam Leavitt seems like a better choice. Within 10 minutes, I've kind of come around thinking, well, maybe the injury is not that bad. And look, you know, the Saints did very well with New York Jets linebackers, right? If you look at Jonathan Vilma and then DeMario Davis. So,
yeah,
you know, Jaden Daniels came from Arizona State. Not that that's got anything to do with anything. Hey, real quick, who is LSU competing with when it comes to getting these quarterbacks? And what about the depth of the pockets?
The depth of
LSU's pockets.
Oh, I mean, LSU's got, you know, they're right up there with all these other schools. I would say, you know, when you compare, when you're talking about the Texas Techs, the Oregons, the Ohio States, I think the difference, though, for LSU, and then I'll be, and then you got Texas and Texas A&M are the other big ones as well, along with Texas Tech. But I think the big difference with LSU is because they have lost so many kids out of the transfer portal, and it's such a roster a turnover, they got to spread this money out to a lot of players. They can't just throw it at one guy like Sorsby. So that, I think, kind of limits it just a little bit as far as how far LSU can go with some of these big-time players that are in the transfer portal.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it, as always. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jason Shields, Chief Operating Officer for Gulf Coast Bank & Trust. Bank on it. Some financial information you can count on, and today we're going to talk about the fine print on debt relief. You're not going to want to miss this. Stay tuned right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.